This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
That's how you can catch them. If you pay attention to patterns, when people break patterns, something's up. And the pattern is, and remember, humans are creatures of habit. They're creatures, comfort creatures, which means if they find a pattern that they like, they'll stick with it because it works for them. It's only patterns that most people don't like that they tend to throw out. But when they find something that works and they like, they're going to stick to it. If you study them long enough, you can work out the pattern. You can figure out the pattern. And when you look at you talk about Sean Payton and Jim Moore, those guys would have gone to Marshawn Lattimore. He's not a regular player. Marshawn Lattimore is your best cornerback. He's a Hall of Famer, a Saints Hall of Famer anyway. When he hangs him up, he is the best cornerback Saints ever had when he hangs him up. I don't know if he's going in the NFL Hall of Fame, but I know he's going in the Saints Hall of Fame. If that means anything to anybody. But at the end of the day, they would have talked to Marshawn Lattimore. Dennis Allen did this same thing the year before last, when Jameis Winston was here. When stuff went bad during the season, like it was a situation that occurred, and Jameis came out and he said that he lied to him, and he told him that when he gets healthy and he comes back from injury, that he can get his job back. And Jameis Winston came out and said that Dennis Allen lied to me. He said that. He said, Dennis Allen lied to me. He said that when I got healthy, I can have my job back. Well, guess what? When he came back, there was no job. There was no job. There was only Andy Dalton. And the fact that Dennis Allen didn't like him going to the press to say that, Jameis Winston didn't play one damn down as a starting quarterback for the rest of that season. Now, I say that to say this. He didn't fix the situation during the year. When stuff goes awry or funny, he has a pattern of doing it in the off season. That's when him and Jameis came together and they had he give him the little reworking of his deal. And then ultimately they kind of mended the fence in the off season. The same thing happened this time. The pattern repeats itself. That's what I'm talking about. Proactive, when proactive means something. It means something. You need to do it when it means something. So no, I don't agree about that. Let us not forget why Lattimore was disgruntled because this is past tense. He was disgruntled because of the last several years of bad football down here in New Orleans, because he wants to win. He don't want to just take a check like A-Bear is saying he's a bad apple and not saying a damn thing. So if Marshawn Lattimore was a bad apple, what the hell that makes Dennis Allen? What that makes him? A rotten gardener? Only what? A guy with a dead thumb? Because if you got bad apples, what does that make the grower of the apple? Because he was the one that's responsible for creating the environment for this to happen. But none of that is mentioned. Let me hear a few more minutes of this and then we'll bring in my boy Dolph.
Because right now, the Lattimore will be part of the team.
Right. Had a positive talk with him.
A positive talk, but listen, a positive talk. No, I'm the coach. You're going to do what the hell I say. I'm the coach. You need to be a good leader. You need to be a good DeMario Davis. You need to be a good Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan was complaining too. Cam Jordan's real, real slick with his comments. He's very truthful, but Cam is a fast talker at times. And you listen to Cam, Cam be firing some stuff in there. During the season, Cam Jordan made several comments about the direction of the Saints team during the year. So did Alvin Kamara. So they had players that where it was more than just Marshawn Lattimore upset about the direction of the team. There was enough players that was upset about it where that created a fracture. And remember, a fracture that we know is real, that both Mickey Loomis and Dennis Allen lied and said there was no fracture in the team. Remember that? We all know that we all know that there was fractures, and those guys came out and lied and said there wasn't. Does that seem like somebody that's trying to fix something? That guy knows, this man knows that. He knows this stuff too, but they play these games, these narratives.
Lattimore is not those individuals. Okay, look who's at the OTAs and minicamp. Right. You're getting rewarded.
OTAs is voluntary, bro. It's voluntary. You give them the option to either go, come out and be, you know, and work out or not. But just because he's not there working out with you don't mean he ain't somewhere working out. That if he's not getting his stuff together, Marshawn Lattimore is always is a consummate professional. What are you talking about? It's voluntary. He don't have to be there if he doesn't want to. They give him the option. So if you give me the option, if I'm going to be there, if I'm going to just work on my own, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm going to do it on my own. I'll be there when the time comes, when I want to. But all this stuff, all this to do about control and this type of stuff. Bobby Hebert, bro, what, you in the wrong era, dude, for real.
Financially at the highest level. Okay, Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badge is there. You look at DeMario Davis is there. Cam Jordan, that's the son of a gun you want to pay. The people like Michael Thomas and Marshawn Lattimore, you don't want to pay them. Now, you don't know, because how do you judge a human being or their makeup and all that? You just don't know. Okay, you roll the dice. But then you know what? When it doesn't work out, you got to cut your losses and you got to move forward. I'm telling you, Alante Taylor's good people. I think Paulson and Debo on the outside. Now, I don't know who's going to be out nickel corner. Can Kool-Aid work out? I think Ugo. Okay, I'll look at Ugo. He's like a poor man, Alante Taylor, whatever. I mean, I think he's serviceable. He contributes on special teams.
But definitely a try hard.
But like Dennis Allen, I talked to him today. He's like 70-80%. That nickel corner considered like a starter. You can't be the weakest link because they're going to attack you.
Bruh. And the same thing. He been taking shots at Alante Taylor too. Talking about his play. And this dude been, I don't know how long he been doing what he been doing, but it got to be for a while. It got to be for a while. But you have to remember that Alante Taylor was in his sophomore year. In the sophomore year, they all seem to struggle. There's a transition between that first year and that third year. And that second year is something about the second year that causes a lot of these players to go through struggles. And it happened to Paulson and Debo. It's the same thing every year. And these people keep forgetting that. They were saying the same thing about Paulson and Debo. Oh, Paulson and Debo, garbage. We need to trade. I'm like, Paulson and Debo is in his sophomore year. Let him learn. He'll be good. And then third year, he comes out. He just one of the best cornerbacks the Saints had. Alante Taylor will have the same progression, man. He will have the same progression. Coming out of that sophomore year, he's going to progress in his third year just like these other guys. Man, these people are amazing.
I'm just telling you, Lattimore could play, but he's too much of a prima donna.
Now he's a prima donna now. Now he was – What's the list? What's the running list now? He's a druggie who gets high. He gets high. Him and B.I. must be getting high. He threw B.I. name in there because of the demeanor. They got calm, cool, smooth demeanors. He can't talk. He needs to go and learn how to talk. That's something he said. What's the other thing? He's Michael Thomas 2.0, which is a snap against Michael. He's a bad apple. And now he's a prima donna. Boy, this little dude got all kind of little disparaging comments from Marshawn Lattimore. What did Marshawn do to you, bro?
Lattimore is the ultimate prima donna after he's gotten paid how he's acting towards the team concept. Again, if you're playing golf or tennis, you could do your own thing. Well, but it's a team sport.
The ultimate prima donna against the team concept?
I'm telling you, that's why I say Marshawn Lattimore is the defensive version of Michael Thomas on offense.
So do you think there was some kind of rift between him and Dennis Allen, or is just his character?
Now, he know what he – see, this is when the disingenuous bullshit about to happen. That guy goes – I don't know who the guy is, but he goes right to the comment. You think it's some type of rift? You know goddamn well it would happen in the locker room. You knew that he was upset by Dennis Allen's lack of leadership and lack of direction with the Saints. Notice how he went right to it. You're thinking and playing the ignorant game, the I don't know what's going on game. What did you think it is? You thought it was something in the locker room that happened? You know damn well what it was. You know what it was. But they play ignorant like they don't know. Because if you'd have turned down that street, baby, if you'd have made a left on that street, baby, you would have to deal with who's at the end of that street. And that's Mr. Dennis Allen. He's down that street. Waiting, saying, hey, you know why? Because they failed the last couple of years badly with lack of leadership and poor decision making with the head coach and the GM. That's who was down that street, baby. But he went right on straight. Went right on like this.
Because they think those individuals, they think they can control the narrative.
So it's not, so we know there was a fracture in the locker room between Dennis Allen and Marshawn Lattimore, not just Marshawn, but other players, because of the non-direction of the Saints, the losing for so many years, the people are upset by it. So you got Bobby Ebbett saying, no, it ain't Dennis Allen. It ain't that. It's Dave trying to control the narrative. What narrative is that, my man? What narrative is Marshawn Lattimore trying to control Bobby Ebbett?
I don't know. It might be the 21st century, whatever. And all the money they got paid and what they guaranteed. No, again, I mean, how you act and the whole 24/7, the whole team concept.
Yeah.
And how you act. No.
So, okay, since we're talking team concept, who sets the concept of the team? Who is it? The star cornerback or the head coach? Who follows whose direction, Abel? Who follows who? You can't get away from Dennis Allen being the fault here. He was upset and they were upset because of the lack of direction by Dennis Allen. But notice how they knew what it was, went right past it to no, it's all about the player trying to control the narrative. What narrative? What narrative is he trying to control? What narrative? There is no narrative. You know what the narrative is? The narrative they trying to paint by putting all the blame on the players and none on the head coach who created this atmosphere of dysfunctional behavior inside of the locker room. What do you mean dysfunctional behavior, Q? I mean his inability to adjust and make decisions, decisive decisions, right? Decisive decisions when needed. Calling the offensive coordinator at the time last year, Pete Carmichael, saying he's giving him a dilemma, giving him a certain time frame to turn it around, and then changing out and putting guys in that might get the job done. Dennis Allen did nothing the entire season. He let it stay the same. And then at the end of the year, when it failed because he made no improvements, he didn't change any coaches out. He didn't change any offensive callers out, play callers out. He didn't change the offensive coordinator. He didn't do none of that. You know what he set up there and did? He left it the same way the whole damn year. And guess what happened? They failed. And then one of the most ultimate thing was, because he'll say this stuff about Jamal Williams. He gave some shout outs to Jamal Williams too, called his touchdown at the end of the season a punk ass touchdown, but didn't say anything about Dennis Allen, who came out and blew the whistle on his entire team. Because we wouldn't have even known about what happened at the end of the Atlanta game if Dennis Allen didn't come out and throw his entire team under the bus by telling the world they did it on their own. I have nothing to do with it. And then apologizes to Atlanta Falcons. Abed didn't call that a punk ass thing, did he? Sure didn't. Because these people tote the water for their paymasters. Understand what this is, man. These dudes tote the water for their paymasters. And all you seeing is an old man sitting up there spatting hatred about a guy that is our best cornerback, saying that he gets high, or ensuing that he's getting high, saying that he can't talk, saying that he is a prima donna. He's Michael Thomas 2.0, which is disrespectful because Michael Thomas broke records and ultimately got hurt and tried to play hurt. And they didn't like the fact that he didn't tweet. He was tweeting, which is they didn't have. You see, the thing is, they're so back-ass, they don't understand that if you had a coach and a general manager who was team-centered, then those players can voice their frustrations inside of the building. They didn't have to express themselves on social media. We've seen several times where there hadn't been any situations where players can go to vent for people inside of the building. If there was.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wouldn't be a fracture in a locker room if you would address it and stop playing pretend games. But none of this, these people never going to tell you that, fam. Because they're the ones that's creating the narratives, not and trying to control narratives. This is all projection. That's all this is. Smart word projection. He's trying to control the narrative. No, you are. And it's not going to work. I'm going to bring my dog, Dolph, in a second. Dolph, get ready, bro. I'm going to bring you in.
I'm just telling you, look at Marshawn Lattimore and I'm just talking about, okay, if you're approved to play, are you going to be a pro? Okay, the doc said, okay, you ready to go. The Saints could not count on Lattimore. Then he should have been playing at the end of the season. Oh, no, I'm shutting it down. Look all the money we're paying you. Well, what are you freaking talking about shutting it down? How about you go out there and help the team win?
You don't have any evidence that says to the contrary that he could have played in the game, Abel. You don't have any receipts or any evidence to prove that he could have played in the game. You don't have anything. You're talking about all the money we paid you. Hey, I got an idea. Won't you take your Fozzie Bell looking ass over there and ask Mickey Loomis why the team paying him to be a general manager, but yet he does no in-season evaluations on the team? Won't you go and ask him why he ain't doing his job? It's always the nonsense and the lies and the BS and the projection and them deflecting blame from where it goes. Won't you go ask Mickey Loomis why doesn't he do in-season evaluations like every general manager in the NFL does? This man is just crazy. He has no receipts, no nothing. He's up here blabbing. Randolph, pop back in, bro. I tried to bring you in, man. It just clicked you out. I don't know if I did something wrong, but pop back in, bro. I'm trying to bring my boy Randolph in here.
No, again, it's very Michael Thomas-like. It's like, again, who are you going to guarantee that money to? Michael Thomas and Marshawn Lattimore are bad apples, sour apples in a barrel. You don't want it to spoil the whole damn barrel, which is the team.
Well, unfortunately for both of those guys, too, they've been injured a whole lot these past few, couple years.
But, yeah, but how you come back from injury, you got to play hurt as football.
Right. Well, and I mean, come on. You remember Marshawn did come back that one Eagles game and had that, you know, game-sealing pick six for the win.
No, and again, the value. Marshawn Lattimore can play. Michael Thomas can still play.
No doubt, right.
But I think Marshawn Lattimore has way more upside than Michael Thomas right now, considering their careers and where they're at. Because Michael Thomas is always slow. Michael Thomas is a big physical receiver. He could catch the ball. And a lot of it, whether Michael Thomas was to acknowledge this or not, Drew Brees helped him get paid.
No doubt.
Brees got everybody paid. What are you talking about? And Lattimore had a lacerated kidney. Dude, what are you talking about? Do these guys do any research? They do any research? How are they getting these gigs? Because they stupid? They lazy? Lattimore had a lacerated kidney. My goodness, man. Dolph, I got my dog Dolph from the Keeping It Real podcast. Shout out to my brother Dolph popping in. I still got a little bit to play on this, Randolph. I know you've been listening, man. Give me your take on some of this foolishness that you heard from this from Fozzie Bear. Let me know.
Man, look, man. Like I said, I popped off this morning, bro. I just went back and I listened to the entire thing. I didn't know he accused the kid of, you know what I'm saying, of being smoking weed or whatever, being high. What the hell does all that have to do with playing football? Like I said earlier this morning, they are attacking. He is attacking that kid's character, man. To me, it's a smear campaign. They're trying to smear this kid's name. Again, I've never met Marshawn Lattimore. But at the same damn time, man, I ain't about to sit up here and just let y'all go out and do this kid like that. That kid ain't never been, the little incident that he went with it, wrong place, wrong time, wrong people with you. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, this bullshit, bro. How they kind of assassinate this kid's character. He's talking about the kid. Then he starts to talk about the kid's smarts. What? I mean, come on, man. He needs to go get trained. They could train you how to talk. How about they train you how to talk, man? Then he was talking about he's a bad apple. Okay, he's a bad apple. And then gauging somebody's, before you give them the money, you know, you got to know their heart. Well, I guess that's why the Saints didn't get him the damn money when he wanted it, and his ass went to Atlanta. Being facetious and with hatred in his heart, wanted to play the Saints twice a year to get back at them for not paying them. They ain't pay your ass because why? They knew your heart. So, man, you know, like, look, this shit just frustrating, man, because Marshawn Lattimore, man, all this kid has done is give his all, you know what I'm saying, to the organization and to Who That Nation. And then you got a lot of people who are going to be on this same bandwagon with him. You know, like you were saying, where are the receipts? Where are the proof you got this kid is high? Where's the proof you have that this kid shut it down, decided not to play? Hell, Nick Underhill ain't reported. Ross Jackson ain't reported. Captain Terrell ain't reported that. So where the hell you getting it from? You know what I'm saying? And so the shit is just, it's just BSQ, bro. I appreciate you letting me get on right now, bro. You know, man, but Who That Nation, listen. We just got to listen. If Marshawn Lattimore goes, man, thank you, and he goes. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if he's going out the door, don't do this kid that. You know what I'm saying? Don't do him like that. I think that's just BS how they handling that situation with them, bro. Look, Q, I appreciate you, man. I got to get in here, man, for this graduation, man. I appreciate you. Who that to everybody, man. And listen, we going to be all right, man. Bye, baby. I don't know, man. Somebody need to get him checked, man, because he on some BS, bro. And I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you, Q.
All right. Shout out to you, Brother Randolph. And congratulations on with your family, brother. I'm going to talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
That's my boy Randolph, man, chiming in for Keep It Real podcast, fam. If y'all haven't subscribed to his platform, please feel free to go over there. Need a couple of hundred to get to, I think, 1,000 or something. Let's get them over the hump. Y'all listening, man, on the replay, check him out, Keeping It Real podcast. All right, let's get back to this, man. With Bobby Ben, finish up, man. Unbelievable.
And how to Drew utilize
a lot of people.
Yeah, and how to get paid. Now, but Lattimore, again, the greatest cornerback in Saints history, but he's too much a prima donna. Listen, a lot of cornerbacks are skilled people are prima donnas, but I'm telling you, when it was available to play, give me the personality more of a DeMario Davis.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a right. Cam Jordan. Oh, well, we don't have that in Lattimore.
Cam Jordan was complaining too, man, but Cam does it in a very diplomatic and really unique way. Cam was saying he didn't like the direction. The Cam ain't gonna hold nothing back. Cam was talking too. Elvin was talking too. They had players that were talking. It wasn't just Lattimore. They want to throw it at Lattimore. If the team, now let me ask you all this, man. Let's commonsensical. If the team was winning, would Marshawn Lattimore have an issue? Isn't he supposed to have an issue if the team is losing? Who's supposed to get along with a losing ass team and the coach that don't seem to know what he's doing? I mean, you're supposed to have a problem. Somebody's supposed to shake something up. And we had people protecting each other. Mickey Loomis didn't come out and say anything. He came out here and said dumb shit about Dennis Allen complaining him to Bill Walsh and Sean Payton and all these in some legendary club. I was like, what? But that's how far they would go to protect each other as opposed to come to you with the truth. They would spin lies and bull crap and create excuses, which they're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to be making excuses for the failure of the team. You're supposed to be locating the failures and why you failed and correcting them. You're not supposed to be coming to us asking for us to support you, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. We're not going to protect a losing, bumbling, corrupt organization. You're going to do your damn job or lose the resources that we blessed you with. And this has happened before. When the team don't listen to the support base, not the fans, the support base, the thinking people that says, hold on here. Money's tough to come by. Why am I throwing my money away to go watch the Saints every Sunday and they stink? Wait a minute. I can take this money and invest it. Wait a minute. I can take this money and do this with it and that with it. I don't have to give it to the Saints. I could do something else with it. Wait a minute. Then they start thinking. And they realize, hey, man, we got something here. That's what you earn it. You have to earn that right to get those resources. And y'all seen what time it is with the Saints. They finally paid that money. The deal wasn't for the Saints to keep the money back. They didn't have a lot of money to pay. It was over $500 million was paid. Majority of it is taxpayer money. And they finally paid the money because it made them look bad in the press. I've been telling y'all about these money matters outside of that. But anyway.
And you know what's the common denominator between Michael Thomas and Lattimore?
The Ohio State
University. They might hate me for saying that.
So this dude just checked the entire Ohio State team by saying that. Dude, it's crazy.
But I don't know that that's just what I've observed. They both from Ohio State. Come on.
Yeah, we haven't seen that kind of attitude, though.
What about Pete Werner, bro? Pete Werner's Ohio State. Why isn't he acting like Marshawn Lattimore or Mike Thomas? Pete Werner's Ohio State.
Oh, from like Chris Olave or Pete Werner.
No.
Chris Olave. That's what he got.
God forbid. I don't know Ohio State University. They might hate me.
Fumbling over his words.
For saying that. But I don't know that that's just what I've observed. They both from Ohio State. Come on.
Yeah, we haven't seen that kind of attitude, though, from like Chris Olave or Pete Werner.
No, God forbid. I don't know what might happen.
That host got him on that. That host checked him. Whoever that guy is, he checked the hell out of him on that one.
Abbott, once you pay a player, how are they going to be? How are they going to be? When you start guaranteeing.
Well, hey, Bear, what about Ramchek? We're going to talk about players got hurt. They got their money. Ram and Lattimore got their money at the same time. What you think about that one? What'd you think about that one? Michael Thomas got paid and broke records after that. Only thing slowed him down was injuries. He broke records after he got paid. You can't say that about those men. Like they laid down. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful for you to tell those men that they, you basically telling them they laid down after they got paid. And that is not the truth. That's a lie. That's a lie. They did not lay down once they got paid. None of them did.
Teeing them, and they have a generational security, sure. $40, $50 million plus.
So do you think Lattimore is in a Saints uniform? I know D.A. said, yeah, for this season.
And he's just saying that because that's now. I could say the best case scenario, Lattimore's there for 2024. There's no way in hell he's there for 2025. No, something might work out with a trade and he starts with the Saints, whatever. That's more a salary cap implication,
right?
And how you work that out and how you manipulate that out. But I'm telling you, deep down, if they could get what they want in a trade for Marshawn Lattimore, he'd be gone pecan. He'd be out of here.
See, now that's another problem, I think, too. And obviously, I know if
because
you...
First of all, they can't trade him right now because it would put them minus in the cap. This man don't know what he's talking about, fam. This guy don't know what he's talking about. Fam, the receipts, and right, Professor. Professor and the family members saying, what about Will Smith? He didn't lay down when he got paid. Disrespectful, man. You can't disrespect the whole school because you don't like two players from the school or one player from the school. Then you threw Chris Olave and Pete Werner in the mix. Well, they didn't get their money yet. This is all terrible, man. It's awful, man. This is a pocket watching Fozzie Bear, grumpy old man talking here. This ain't somebody that's talking real truth talk about the Saints. This guy sounds hateful. He had a lot of really, really twisted and disrespectful comments about these young brothers. Doing anything. They're not doing anything negative. Michael Thomas got hurt, but Michael Thomas broke records after he got paid. And just like with Michael Thomas and Marshawn Lattimore, both those players were disgruntled with the leadership of the team. And guess what, A-Bear? They supposed to be disgruntled when the team is not doing what it's supposed to do because they're winners. They know what it's like to win. They want to win. They don't want to come here and lose and get paid and be upset. They're like me sitting up here. I want to win. I don't want to waste time losing games when we have the talent to win.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.